And now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, Jen, Friday morning, the 6th of May at the KC-121, the show with Jen and Truda. As we get into the weekend here, we celebrate all the things that are happening around town, from the streetcar to the Kentucky Derby, and of course, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday.
And I have not met your mom yet, but I did send her some questions.
Oh, you never will.
Answer. She lives really close to me.
Oh, man. Oh, you're right. And guess who is on the phone with us this morning? It's none other than Mama Truda. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Mama?
Well, TGIF.
Now, are you aware that he has not bought you a Mother's Day present yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm sure.
And you know, I was actually thinking on the way to work this morning that we haven't even planned Mother's Day brunch or lunch or anything like that yet.
Well, I know, but I usually don't hear till Saturday night midnight.
So that's standard.
Okay. Hey, be ready at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to go. Let's do this.
That's right. And I'm always ready.
Yep, exactly.
Good food, good fun, good presents.
I'm just nervous over here. The things that Jen is getting ready to ask you.
So I
these were nervous. I'm nervous too.
I came up with 5 questions yesterday, and I sent these questions to your mom, and I had you answer them as well. And
right.
You do not know each other's answers.
No.
So we are going to go over those this morning, review them, and we're going to get a caller on the phone.
That's right. Let's go ahead and get John on the line here. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you calling from, buddy?
Fort Leavenworth.
Fort Leavenworth. All right. Awesome. Are you military?
No.
I'm
a civilian that works for the Army.
All right. Cool. That's awesome. Well, you're on the line with Jen Truda and my mom.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just in Leavenworth last weekend. I could have stopped to see you.
That's such a good mom thing to say.
I know, right?
I don't know you, but I could have come brought you groceries. I could have done some laundry.
Yeah.
Could have come checked out what's going on there. So, John, you're going to play along with us this morning and guess to see if my answers and the answers of my mom match up here from these questions Jen has, okay?
Okay, so I asked 5 questions. How many of those 5 do you think they can match?
I'm going to go with 3.
Three? All right.
Three matches, okay.
Ooh.
Got it down.
That's pretty tough. That's a good one.
All right.
They were tough questions, though.
I know. Yeah. Okay, Mama Truda, the first one. The most angry I ever was at Brian was when?
Oh, dear Lord. I really never was ever really, really angry with him, but when he was 5 or 6 years old, he got this little tape recorder with this. Oh, evidently this is not what you
said. No, keep going.
He got this little tape recorder, and it had a microphone.
Uh-huh.
And the reason he got it was to take music, but he decided he would tape me without me knowing it and put it underneath the couch, underneath the bed, underneath everything. And when I'd tell him to go take a shower, he usually always did it, but all of a sudden he didn't do it. He just, wanted me to say curse words, which that's not in my nature, but it had to come out. But he did this for several days, our personal conversations between my husband and I, and all of a sudden he played it.
Oh, no.
And was I not happy that I even told him the police was going to come and arrest him.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and he got
I thought
scared.
Mom really knew the wiretap laws really well.
Right.
Yeah.
So he told me that I could have the tape recorder. But that's really, he never really made us mad. Either son did.
Well, he had a different answer.
Uh-oh.
True.
Okay.
Yeah. My answer was the milking the cow incident, which I guess you weren't necessarily really mad about.
That was one, yes.
Yeah.
You refused to
you
milk
get
a
in
cow?
There and you milk that cow. And you know, I'm a prissy. I don't like getting my hands dirty. I don't like touching farm animals in particular. I don't know why that's a thing. I just don't like touching farm animals. And I had no desire at Purina Farms
Purina
in St. Louis
Farms
to
St.
milk
Louis.
This dang cow.
And yeah. We sat
no
there
desire.
And sat there for 2 hours.
Yeah, we're not leaving.
We're not leaving.
You milk this cow.
You go milk that cow. Yeah. And the younger brother, 5 years younger, said, Mommy, I'll go do it for you. I said, I don't want you to do it. Brian's going to do it. A chance in a lifetime.
It's not a chance in a lifetime.
Wrong.
They have the farmstead now. This
right,
is all just a load of bull.
Your daughter would do it.
Oh, yeah, she's all about it. Daddy's no worries.
Okay, we lost.
To the other side, the most proud that you ever were of Brian.
Okay, now that was a hard one because he's achieved so much in school and scouts and his volunteerism and sports and everything. But I think the most proud is the awesome and loving father he is to his daughter, Addie Morgan. Aww. With that, it made us a very proud grandma.
Okay, that's and, also
and a mom.
Not what he had on his paper. Truda, would you like to share?
Oh, John, I'm sorry.
What
this
your
is getting awful.
Answer was.
Well, I considered that for a moment, and I thought, well, yeah. I mean, there's no like outward display of, you know, I think people can be internally proud. But I remember one time that we were all at a concert, and our station was putting on, and Mama Truda and Papa Truda, they had come to the show, and I had to do stage announcements, and she was very proud that she was like, hey, that's my kid up there. It's my son.
Yeah.
That's it. I gave birth to him.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, but there has been so many things that he has done, you know. I mean, with all his scholarship, with all his radio stuff.
Okay, we get it. He's perfect. Fine.
And so, you know, it's like, you know, he got his Eagle Award when he was 13. And, you know, it's just, you know, I guess we don't know each other.
All right, this is round two of the Little Mother's Day special here with my mom, Mama Truda, on the phone. John is on the phone from Fort Leavenworth as well. He is playing for a prize today. If Mom and I can guess what our answers are in these questions that Jen has provided, and thus far not doing so well.
Well, this might be a little easier. Brian's best friend growing up.
I don't think this was hard.
It was?
Yes, because okay. Since he... You know, he started school in kindergarten, a Catholic school with a small group from kindergarten to eighth.
He's got two names
there
down.
With Nick Langley and Pete Weber, but then he went to high school. One went one school, one went to the other school, and he got to be really good friends with Jeff Bielhauer and Joe Wahlberg. So I didn't really know who to say because he ran around with everyone.
I'm going to go ahead and give this to you as correct because he did have Pete Weber down.
Yeah.
He also had David Haas.
David Haas, yes.
Okay, so we'll accept that as
that's a good one. John,
good
we got you one of them.
Okay. All right.
We need to nail the next two just to make sure.
Oh, gosh. We'll do it the next one.
All right. If he didn't work in radio and music, where would he work?
Oh, the carnival. No, that's not it.
Be a carny.
Priscilla's.
Well, we would have been very surprised if he wasn't in music, you know, of any type. But I think his love for books and reading... I think it would be something in journalism field because the love for that microphone and his news, his sports, his movies, I think it'd be somewhere in the journalism field.
Well, his answer was baseball/sports. So
I thought that too because that would be with his microphone and his, you know, that's why I said his news, his sports, his movies.
I'll give that to you as maybe a sports writer.
Sports, okay,
yes.
All right.
Yeah,
there we
journalism,
go. One
sports
more,
writing,
yes.
Okay.
All right, last one here.
Brian really hates, what does he really hate?
Oh, he really hates getting his hands dirty, and this is where I had the milking of the cow at Parita Farms.
Oh, it comes back around.
Yes,
if
it all
you
want to
see
full
him
circle.
That day.
Yeah.
He had three answers down. Stupid people, slow drivers, and peeps.
And what?
Peeps. The little
Easter
marshmallow.
Candy.
Oh, yes. He does not like peeps, but who does? That's like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. John, we're going to go ahead and make you a winner, my friend.
John, I'm glad we helped you because these were hard questions.
Yeah, they
no
were.
Problem, Mama Truda. Thank you.
They really were.
If you could have asked me girlfriends or something, I could have been good.
Yeah, I wanted to delve into that a little bit.
No, let's not do that. We'll save that for next year. We'll be fine. We've got to have something in the future.
You know what? I wouldn't even give you the girl he dated when he was in 12th grade.
You wouldn't?
If she's listening, you know who that was when she was 11th grade. Think about it.
Subversive subtweet. Hello, everybody. John, I've got passes to go see Mother's Day with Julia Roberts and our very own Jason Sudeikis. Plus, we're going to put you in the grand prize we're going to draw for later today, a $100 gift card, flowers from Pro Flowers, a month-free gym membership from Anytime Fitness, goodies from Fabletics, a Poppy Pillow, and a one-night stay at the Hotel Phillips. All right, John?
All right, thanks.
John, happy birthday to your mother.
All right,
birthday.
Thanks.
It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
All right, Mama Truda, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks. This was a hard one. Happy Mother's Day, Danielle. All right. And Jen, have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
And we'll get together.
All right.
Oh,
I'm coming over.
Okay, that's the deal.
All right.
We can party. Brian, hook us up for Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll see you tonight.
All right, sounds good. See you,
Mom. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, my mother is just thinking it's everybody's birthday.
You're going to call your mom someday, and she's going to go, oh, I'm sitting on the rooftop of Maloney's having a drink with Jen.
Oh, yeah, that's my worst nightmare right there. Jeez. Mama said there'll be days like this,
there'll be days like this, my mama said. This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.